All right, welcome to the Spoutcast.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Christian Warren.
And I'm Sarah Wells.
And this is the Spoutcast. So if you are a new listener, welcome.
Welcome.
Sarah, some feedback that we've gotten in the past.
We're getting right down to business.
We're just getting straight down to business here.
All right.
Is that a lot of our Spoutcast listeners, they're achievers, and they'd like to know what exactly they're going to be listening to for the next hour.
Right, okay.
So I would like to kind of give them an overview of what we'll be listening to, and here in the future weeks, we'll just, hey, this is what we're going to be talking about today.
You know, and I probably appreciate that too.
Yeah, as an achiever yourself?
Yes.
Well, today we're just going to be going over a couple things. We're going to talk about what Sarah did this weekend because she's got some exciting stuff. We're going to talk about some emails that we got. We're also going to do some sermon feedback on this past week's sermon from Shay Sumlin on kind of about seek and save the lost in a sense. And we'll go into a time of things to do this weekend with some current events, which Sarah has a pretty cool current event
coming
up.
Yeah, I do.
And we'll also talk about reasons why I hate the television show American Idol.
I'm glad that made the agenda. Yeah.
And we'll talk to Jesse Wilson, our missions basically admin and front desk receptionist at the Well.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her about Eat Meat and Support Missions. We'll also go over some general announcements of some things coming up at the Well.
That was a great little agenda thing that you
Bing,
just
bang,
gave.
Bong, just right there, huh?
Whoa. Bing, just bang, bong. Awesome. Okay.
Yes, you're welcome there, Sarah. Hey, so if you are new or you've been listening before, if you don't know where to find us or don't know how to download this, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Spoutcast.
Spoutcast.
Yes, you can also find us on Twitter at The Spoutcast.
The Spoutcast.
At The Spoutcast. Or you can just go to thewellcommunity.org and click on The Spout. It's right on the front page. You'll see it there. You can click it. And there is a link to our iTunes page on there. But also, if you just type in iTunes, you just type in Spoutcast, you can totally find us.
Yep. We are everywhere you want to be. It's really...
What's that from? We are everywhere you want to be.
Visa or MasterCard? One of those.
Everywhere you want to be. To that extent.
Right.
Hey, I just want to say one quick thing. It's more of an apology than anything else.
Oh, harmonizers. Get ready.
Yeah, there we go. Harmonizers. In the past, we've had volume issues. We've been really trying to figure out how do we make the sound the best? And so what people have kind of said is that the volume is really low when Sarah and I are talking. Then when we play the music, the volume gets higher.
Yes.
You've noticed that as well?
No, but I've heard that.
Okay. Well, we're trying to fix that. And
thanks for your patience.
Yeah, thank you for your patience.
And your grace.
Hopefully we can figure that out here pretty soon so where you're not having to switch your dial every 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to listen to an hour-long show where you don't have to touch your volume.
Right.
So, yes. And along those lines is, if you are a Spoutcast listener, which Sarah and I, we like to listen to our own voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just ask that you guys turn this show onto a friend. We ask that you tell a friend.
Yes, we would love that.
And our heart behind this entire show is that so people can get to know the Well, people can get to know different people on the staff, but also just to create a fun culture where people don't think that we're just some giant corporation of the Well, but we're just people loving the Lord. And
and we just like talking about like
the
sermons.
Well.
And we just like talking about what God's doing. We always say that the sermon discussion segment is like our favorite.
Yeah. And I love the church I go to, which is why I wanted to do this. I love the culture of our church. I love the people of our church. And I love hearing stories from our church, which I have a cool story to share here in the show a little bit later. But Sarah, I want to hear about your weekend.
Oh, I went to Texas. Yeehaw. Went to Grapevine, Texas, which is right by Dallas, to go visit a friend of mine. And we...
Can you give a shout out to that friend?
Yeah, shout out to Charlotte Tysinger.
Wow.
I don't know if she listens to this podcast.
She will now. Hey, you should turn a friend on named Charlotte.
I will.
Yes.
I will give this to Charlotte. So she moved there a while ago, December-ish. And so I went out and visited her for the weekend. And we ate really good food. We did some shopping. She took me downtown where there's little cowboy boutiques, and we saw the thick accents. We heard the thick accents, saw the boots and the
Wait,
furs.
It's a fake accent?
No, the thick accents.
Thick. Okay.
Yeah, and they really do have thick accents down there. And ate some of the best food I've had in a really long time. So it was a really, really good time. We just had a ball.
Reason number one why I hate the television show American Idol.
Oh, we're going to jump into it right now.
No.
What a transition. Go ahead.
Well, you went to Texas, and there's this guy who's on American Idol, and he has a really thick accent.
Oh.
And he just bugs me.
Oh, and he's from Texas?
I'm not sure where he's from, but he bugs me.
The accent.
And he has a very thick accent because
okay.
he's not talented. He can sing one version of a song, and that's country music. But yeah, that's beside the point.
Okay.
So you had a good time, though?
I did. And, oh, I didn't tell you this. Last night, I'm at the airport getting ready to board my plane, and I think I see my old roommate, and her name is Joy. Shout out to Joy Carlson. And it turns out, I turn around, and it was her. And we were both in Dallas at the same time on the same flight. And, I mean, it's one thing to see someone you might know, but to see, like, a very good friend.
Absolutely.
It's hilarious. So we sat by each other and talked the whole way back.
You ever seen
really
a celebrity
fun.
At an airport before?
Yes, I saw Little Romeo one time.
It's Romeo now?
Oh, he's not little anymore. Well,
if you watch Dancing with the Stars, it's Romeo.
Oh,
now.
right.
So.
Sorry.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
No.
All right. Yeah, me neither.
Christy Alley's on that season. Sorry. Not going to watch it.
Right. So we're going to take a quick break.
I just took over that whole segment. Sorry.
No way. We're going to take a quick break. And up next, we're going to be talking about some emails that we've gotten and talk about a cool story, essentially, from someone from The Well sharing about their kind of Jonah story. But you're going to be hearing music this entire episode from a band that I used to listen to in junior high and in high school, but they're no longer around anymore. But I was flipping through my iTunes and I was like, that'd be totally fun to listen to. They're a band called Brave Saint Saturn. Have you heard of this band?
Never heard of them.
Have you ever heard of Five Iron Frenzy?
Yes.
Okay, well, the lead singer of Five Iron Frenzy basically started a little side project called Brave Saint Saturn. They're not around anymore, but
are they a Christian band? Wasn't Five Iron Frenzy kind of a Christian band?
They were a Christian band.
Okay.
We only listen to Christian music here.
That's right. Yes.
So the music you'll be listening to is Brave Saint Saturn, and we'll be right back. All right, Sarah.
All right.
We got some emails this week.
Okay. Good. Let's read them.
We didn't get very many emails this week.
Oh, okay. Not very many. I see.
But here's the thing.
I feel like that might make people feel bad for us.
Nah, it won't make people feel bad for us at all. I want our listeners to know out there that you have an opportunity to win a $10 gift certificate.
$10.
Okay, let me just say this. We've changed this every single week, but this is the official, this is what we are doing for Spoutcast listeners, okay?
Okay. I don't even know this, and I'm the co-host.
Yeah, you do not know this. We are going to do a drawing every other week, okay? So we're going to take a list of whoever emailed us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to basically draw out of a hat that I'll bring the hat, okay?
Okay, and, you can supply the hat.
We'll draw these names out of a hat, and that winner can win $10 to iTunes, okay? Amazon.
To iTunes.
Yeah,
okay.
Amazon, their cheapest gift certificate is $25.
Oh,
yeah,
made
lame
money?
Sauce. So it'll be Amazon, their cheapest one you can buy, and email is $10.
Okay.
Here in the next couple of weeks, we'll also give away a couple little prizes here and there, but for the most part, it'll be iTunes, gift cards, $10.
Well, we've moved up really far. I mean, remember when we first started, you wanted to buy something from the dollar store, and now we've moved up to $10.
Well, let me tell you how much money I've been getting, you know, pouring in since we started the Spoutcast.
Yes, I'm sure.
Just sponsors
and advertisers.
Yeah, people wanting to be on the show.
It's exhausting.
Tell me about it, Sarah. So anyways, that's what we're going to do. So if you want to win $10 to iTunes, which is a CD, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get the new Civil War CD.
Or the new Britney Spears CD.
Oh,
one
gosh.
Of the...
why would you even
No,
say
I was just
that.
Saying, you could buy either or. So,
okay,
you know,
great.
Depending on what our
or
listeners
Chris
are
Or Chris Tomlin or the Well CD whenever that comes out.
Can you buy that on iTunes? I don't think you can buy that on iTunes. Sorry.
Well, scratch that.
Yeah, scratch that. But here we go. So these people's names will be added into the hat. If you email in twice a week, we won't put your name in twice. It's just you get one name in the hat, okay? Is that fair?
Each unique name.
Well, our dear friend Jeremiah Spears has emailed us.
Jeremiah.
We got to get him on the show.
Yeah,
don't we?
I know. We say that every week.
Yeah. We'll get him one of these days.
Maybe we'll just say it every week and then never do it.
Then never get him.
Yeah.
Like, there's a late night host, Jimmy Fallon. No, mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel. And you know Jimmy Kimmel
uh-huh.
is? Okay, well, at the end of every Jimmy Kimmel show, he says, my apologies to Matt Damon.
Oh, I remember this.
And he never gets Matt Damon on the show. at all, but he always says, my apologies, Matt Damon. Like, he skipped him. He had to bump him or uh-huh. whatever. Eh, whatever.
One day, Matt Damon freaked out on him, though.
Yeah, he came on his show and he freaked out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, Jeremiah emailed us and he said, this is all he said, because I kind of made fun of Jeremiah, like, you know, in how I portray his voice. All the
exclamation points and
yeah.
stuff.
He said, this is just all he said. You make me sound crazy. Then he said, smiley face. And then later, Jeremiah actually ended up sending in his top three. Would you like to know Jeremiah's top three jobs he wish he had when he was 16?
I'd love to.
He says, just wanted... Oh, should I read it as Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Yo, I just wanted to make sure I got in my top three jobs I wish I had when I was 16.
He doesn't sound like that at all. But this is funny. Go ahead.
Okay. His number three, he said, was the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. And then in like quotes or whatever, he said, but only for the free rides, not the greasy skin and hair. Not the greasy skin and hair. That's a common side effect to working there.
Uh-huh.
Apparently you get greasy skin and hair.
I've seen it.
They don't sell greasy skin and hair.
I would hope not.
Yeah. So he went on to work at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, which is kind of a dump to work at, but they pay good money and they hire anybody. So
they pay good money?
I mean, yeah, if you're a high school student and 16 years old, minimum wage is good money.
That's very true.
And they'll hire you in a heartbeat. Like they'll accept anybody. Yeah. His number two, in a Bostonian accent that Jeremiah often speaks in, Hume Lake. I don't even know. Oh, the fun we could have had.
Jeremiah, your dream could still come true.
Well,
you
and
Cambria
well.
Could go. Oh, yeah. Don't leave the well. Never mind. Nope. Never mind.
And I am shocked by this, but his number one was Camp Hammer. That's how he wrote it. That's how
Camp
he said
Hammer.
It. Camp Hammer. And which was my number one as well. And then he wrote if I only knew about you. Like, we could have, you know, had that shared feeling when we were 16 years old.
You guys could have been besties.
Yep. Jeremiah and I hung out this weekend. It was super fun. That's just a side note. We went and shopped for a birthday gift for my wife. I can't tell you what we got, though, because maybe she listens. I actually don't know if she listens. But maybe she listens. Anyways, all right. We'll get to our next email. It's from a guy named Brandon Saubert. Do you know who this is?
I do not.
I was informed that this is the brother... Or I'm actually not going to say who this is, but somehow he's related to someone who's on staff, something like that.
Okay. Great.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, Brandon, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'll just read the email. Okay. I don't really know what Brandon sounds like, so I'm going to read it in the best way I think he sounds like. He sounds like a pretty cool guy. So
cool. Go.
I'll read it in a cool tone of voice.
Okay.
What's up, my home slices? Home pieces, homies from around the way.
Is he like a rapper on the weekends?
No, but that's just, I'll just read it in a normal voice from here on out. Okay. He goes, I'm a huge podcast listener. I'm not actually huge. Maybe I should say I'm a tall listener. Nope. Wait. I listen to a lot of different podcasts, so I'm stoked to add this to one to my rotation. I just listened to all four episodes today. Yeah, I don't know why either, but you two are knocking it out.
Woo! That's awesome. Thanks, Brandon.
It's been very informative and entertaining. This seems to be a great little recap on the sermons and other haps. Haps is short for what, Sarah?
Happenings.
Yes. This seems to be a great little recap on the sermon and other haps around the well and Fresno. The top three little known places in Fresno was baller. See, I told you he sounds good. He uses the word baller.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
All right. Anyways, he says his top three jobs he wishes he had was 16, that when he was 16 was number three, to be a lifeguard. Okay. I feel like that was somebody else's. That was Dave's last week. Yes.
Absolutely.
Number two was to work the California State shoot as a clay pigeon launcher.
Wow.
What the heck? Work the California State shoot as a clay pit. What's the California State shoot?
Maybe like the shooting range.
Oh, that could be it. And uh-huh. He wanted to be a clay pigeon launcher.
Yeah.
I bet you he's really good at the video game Angry Birds. Anyways,
hey,
moving on.
I'm really good at the video game Angry Birds.
His number one would be to work at the Malibu Sands Beach Club, just like my boy Zach Morris.
That's awesome.
Do you know who Zach Morris is?
Don't insult me. Of course I knew who Zach Morris is.
I didn't know who Zach Morris was until I watched Jimmy Fallon's show like his very first season, and he was talking about.
You didn't watch Saved by the Bell?
I never watched Saved by the Bell. I was into the dorkier shows such as Family Matters and Step by Step.
Oh, no. Those are all great, too. I watched a lot of TV when I was little.
And then he goes, on a serious note, you can see how the Jonas series affected me by going onto my blog at Sabo. That's what he shortens his nickname, his last name, Sabo. He just Sabo. Oh, okay. I'm sure people call him that. Probably. In high school, I tried to nickname myself Warren in high school. It didn't work out.
I tried to give my name a new name in junior high, Sunny, because I didn't like the name Sarah anymore, and nobody caught Sunny. On.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Anyways, stupid. He goes, he's got a blog, sabo.wordpress.com, and he actually wrote a really cool article, and I'm going to read it, actually. Okay. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read a little thing that he
excerpt.
Essentially... He has been learning through this Jonas series. And once again, if you want to check out his blog, it's sabo.wordpress.com. And this is what he wrote.
Okay.
I'll read it in a normal tone of voice.
Thank you.
Not how Jeremiah speaks, because oftentimes you can't understand Jeremiah. Anyways, so he says, so here's my Jonah moment. Brandon is a dodgeball player. He kind of does the dodgeball league here at the Well. He goes, my Nineveh, the place I should go, the place God wants me to go is to a gym on Monday nights. A gym where I came to be someone that helps facilitate a place to meet others and connect to God. Tonight, I went to my Tarshish. I may have shown up to the gym, but my head and heart were not right and far away from where God wanted me. I just wanted to win tonight so badly, so selfishly. I didn't want to fellowship tonight. I didn't want to connect to others or to God for that matter. I wanted to win both games tonight. I wanted glory instead of giving glory and praise to God in all things. Like Jonah, God still used me when I was actively being disobedient. I led a small meeting with fellow captains before we started play and was complimented on a prayer I had led between teams before they played. But in both games that my team played tonight, we lost. We've lost games before, and that's not a big deal to me usually, but tonight was different. Dun, dun, dun. Our ship was going down. Unlike Jonah, I did not offer myself to be thrown overboard. I did not want to take the bench or change my priorities. I did not want to align myself with God, even when he had so graciously used me to lead, I think he meant lead others. In most cases, win or lose, I consider myself a sportsman. Give it your best and the outcome is what is right, right? Well, tonight I gave it my best instead of giving my best to God and letting the outcome be whatever it may be. The scriptures say that the Lord gives and takes away, Job 1:21. In sports, that could mean you win some, you lose some. It's how you play the game. It's how you play the game that matters. We could take it further and say how we live out our faith that matters. Tonight, I did a poor job living out my faith. I noticed the errors of my ways and asked God for forgiveness.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that.
Bit of a long story. Anyways, I just think it's really cool how, and I actually wrote him an email. I'm not sure if he got this on his blog. I just think it's really cool how he related this whole Jonah series, Nineveh series, to his, just his personal life, what he's doing for fun. And something I said to him, a lot of people may take this Jonah series and go, man, I have to do something crazy now, or I have to go someplace crazy, or I have to love some person who I don't like or whatever. Not person that's crazy, but he just kind of says, this is what I love to do. This is something I do every Monday night. Mm-hmm. And yet even in this, I found my Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. Thanks for sharing, Sabo. We'll start nicknaming you that.
Yeah, totally. Sabo.
If you would like to email in your top three this coming week, we will get to that here at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Our top three this week, I'll give a little
leak. I'm not going to ruin it this week.
No,
sorry.
I'll give a leak here. The top three this week is going to be the top three places you'd like to visit someday. So if that's you, great. I just messed up our soundboard. Whoops. Oh, well.
I hope you can still hear this.
I hope you can still hear it as well. We're going to take a quick break. Up next, Sermon Fever.
Woo!
Sermon feedback, Sarah.
I'm ready.
Sarah, you were not here this past weekend. Is that correct?
Nope.
So you do not listen to the sermon?
Nope.
so you're going to hell.
Exactly. No, I'm going to listen to it this week, though, because I have heard so many great things. And it's funny because I went to the Village Church on Sunday, which is where Shea
Sumlin will be headed to.
And I went to his campus, too. It was funny.
Did they announce that he was going to be there?
No, I think they already have done that.
Okay.
But I got to hear Matt Chandler speak, and he was so great.
He's a great speaker.
I'd never heard him speak before, and I was so moved. So.
Someone who works at the Well, his name is Andrew Vile. You may know him.
I do.
Andrew Vile listens to Matt Chandler on a consistent basis. So
I'm going to now.
Yeah, he's a great teacher. Uh-huh. Anyways, Shay taught this last week at the Well, and mm-hmm. and he did a great job. I went to FIG, and it was super emotional of a day, just because he was leaving, and I think he connected with a lot of people there. And using Well lingo, Shay threw down. You know, have you ever heard people at the Well?
He threw down the
word, man, or whatever they say. So he brought some heat. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I thought it was cool what Shay talked about, and it was a bit deviating from the Jonah series as a whole.
Uh-huh. Well, because we're kind of done with the Jonah series.
Yeah, we're done with the Jonah series. I would say it sort of ties in a little bit, but he essentially talked about a parable that is in the Bible, obviously, the parable. It's Luke 19.
We only talk about parables that are
in the Bible. It was Luke 19, and it was Luke 19, 11 through 27. And before he got into the parable a little bit, he referenced some scriptures prior to that. And he talked about, essentially, the passage where it says, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Mm-hmm. And he told a story about his brother who, and you said you've heard this story before in residency, correct? Yes. He told a story about his brother whose wife had cheated on him, mm-hmm. and just this through this entirely total God story, brought their marriage closer together through Shay coming over mm-hmm. to his house,
sharing the gospel with him,
mm-hmm. sharing that the whole point behind just this life on earth mm-hmm. is to seek and save the lost. And it was really cool because Shay talked about how his brother basically said to Shay when he was going through this difficult time, he's like, I've done everything right. Shay, I've done great with my kids. I'm involved in my kids' sports. I'm involved in my kids' school. Mm-hmm. I feel like I take my wife out on a date. I have a good job and make good money. I have a house. I have all this good stuff. What am I doing wrong? And he said something to the extent of, and I'm going to butcher this, but like, what can your God do for me?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyways, he then connected it to, well, Shay just said, well, we're here to seek and save the lost. And he talked about the parable of, I know them as minas, and they talked about it as minas, but you learn them as something
the
else.
The talents. Yeah.
And a guy, I can't remember what he is, I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but he gave a mina to three people, or mm-hmm. actually 10 people. We only hear about three of them. And he gives a mina to one guy, and he says, I'm going to collect this in a couple years, do something with it. And he does this to all 10 people, and we hear about three of these people. And one of the guys comes back. He's like, what'd you do with your mina? And he's like, I invested it. I got 10 minas. And this guy's like, great job. And the other guy's like, I got 5 minas. Great job. And then the third guy's like, I just buried it and wrapped it in some cloth, but I have it. And it was a great, do you know this parable I'm talking about, Sarah?
Yeah. I'm wondering if I'm getting something mixed up with talents. But keep going.
I think it's minas.
No, you're right, because I'm looking it up right now, and it says minas.
Okay. Anyways, what was cool is that Shay essentially talked about how he connected with one of these servants that did something with this mina, and Shay connected with the person who brought back only 5 minas at mm-hmm. the end of it, and kind of saying, yeah, you know what? I have done decent in this Christian life. I have invested in some people. I haven't done anything spectacular. And you know what? I would disagree with that, Shay. I know you're not listening. You got bigger and better things in the Well
maybe
now.
Maybe he listens to us.
You're right. Maybe he does listen. But it made me think about it myself. In kind of the ripple this week, I had a question. Which of the three servants in Jesus' parable do you most currently connect with? And I would say for me, currently right now, I connect with the middle one mm-hmm. as well. The one who just brought back 5 not talent, minas. Mm-hmm. And
you're right. There's no talents. It's a different parable.
Totally different parable.
I am totally crazy.
You're not crazy, Sarah.
Well, sometimes.
Jeremiah's crazy. here's basically what I got out of this sermon. And I know you didn't listen, so it's hard to kind of talk about what we both got here. But for me, my minas, things that God has given me, okay? Mm-hmm. I really feel like God has given me the ability to speak. I feel like God has given me the ability to not only teach on the stage, but just to speak comfortably, be a good on-stage presence in a sense. Hence the reason why I'm doing this show. Mm-hmm. I enjoy talking. I'm good at it. Irregardless, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I feel like God has given me that ability. Mm-hmm. I also feel like God has given me the ability to be comfortable around other people, to be able to talk to anybody and everybody, okay?
Which is why you're a junior high pastor.
Which is why I'm a junior high pastor. I connect with people, we'll call it. But with that mina that God has given me, with that gift that God has given me, what am I doing with it? Am I using that to his glory? Am I using that on a daily basis? Am I really investing that so that I have five minas? I invest into other people.
Yeah.
You kind of see where I'm going here?
Totally.
And the truth is, with some of those spiritual gifts that God has given me, some of those gifts that God has given me, I'm not that great at it. I think within the church realm, I'm really good at it. But within the personal realm, I have a hard time even, and I've shared this before, talking to my neighbors, sharing the gospel with my neighbors. I'm comfortable talking with them. I'm comfortable having a conversation about my grass or, hey, what lawnmower do you use? But above and beyond that, I just kind of drop it as, oh, it's seek and save the lost time. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And it's hard for me to use my gifts to seek and save the lost. But Jesus is saying, look, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You need to invest in people and not these worldly things like a house or going to your kids' soccer games and things like that. Although we recommend you go to your kids' soccer games. But
they can't be the only thing that you're doing.
Right. And we want to look back on our life someday and go, you know what? I did the best I could with what God gave me.
What's that quote? One life soon will pass. What only what is done for Christ will last. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
True. Television show called One Life to Live. But that's completely.
No, this is a quote.
Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of what I got out of it. I think Shay did a great job communicating just the point of, man, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's true, like, for me too, like, I think I'm good at utilizing my gifts within the church setting, and that's good to be encouraging believers with your gifts, but yeah, how are we seeking and saving the lost?
Yeah, so, which is why I really feel like I'm out of five, in a sense. I do a pretty good job in the church world, but you know what? Like, I struggle with my neighbors. You know, I do a local missions trip with the junior high and high school, and I feel like I turn on my, like, seek and save the lost-o-meter, in a sense. And it's like, I just start communicating the gospel, and then, like, the week I get back, I can't even talk to my neighbors. You know what I mean?
It's
super strange, but I feel like it's going to be just this, if I tell them and they deny it or they don't want to listen to me or they're like, you're lame or whatever, then I feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah. I always think, like, what if I say something that's going to turn them off forever?
Exactly.
Which in reality, God is so much bigger than the stupid words that I say, and he's going to use my words however he wants to use them. So I can't put myself in this power, this like seat of ultimate control. Like, I control their destiny with my words I say.
Right.
That's not true at all.
And when I think those thoughts, or when you think those thoughts, I feel like in that moment, I'm the person that didn't do anything with their mina. You know, I'm the person that just has these spiritual gifts that God has given me, has these gifts that really God has blessed me with, and I just sit on them. And I sit in my house with my closed blinds, and I've talked about this before, and I look at them out the window, and I go, man, I should really talk with them. But you know what? I'm going to sit in here. Mm-hmm. I should just take this mina and wrap it up and bury it so nothing happens to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't ruffle any feathers in a sense.
Yep.
And that's kind of where I'm at. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. And
hopefully, Sarah, you'll get a chance to listen to it. But we would love your guys' feedback on Shay's message this past week. And maybe what are some gifts that you guys have, and how can you use those to not only pour into your communities, but just the world as a whole? And what is, when you kind of look back on your life, are you going to be a five mina guy or gal, or are you going to be a 10 mina guy or gal, or maybe a mid seven, you know? But I would say we strongly discourage just being someone who has these gifts that God has given you and
hiding them.
You just hide them. Yeah. I think of the guy who emailed in earlier, Brandon, you know, he obviously loves playing dodgeball, right? And he loves connecting with people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sure, he had one off week, but he's doing what he loves. He's doing these gifts that God has given him, and he's doing that to connect people to God and to each mm-hmm. other. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's great. Email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com with any thoughts on the sermon, any feedback from the sermon, and we'd love to talk about that here on the show.
Yep.
Cool. We'll take a quick break. Up next, we will be doing some things to do this weekend and some current events.
Yep.
Cool, cool. Microchips will pave the way. The circuitry will work okay. Sarah,
hello.
I got some things that I want to talk to you about.
Oh, I'm ready.
And they are my reasons why I hate the television show American
yeah,
Idol.
Yeah, let's get to the important stuff here. Okay, why yeah. do you hate American Idol?
Well, some current events happening in this world is that American Idol is happening and a lot of people watch it. And I would, maybe I'm saying this out of context, but I would say a large majority of the audience of American Idol is Christian. I'm going to put that.
Where are you getting your data from?
Just data.com, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I just really feel like it's a pretty clean television
yeah,
show
it is
for
a
the most part.
Show.
And it's definitely a show you can watch with your entire family. I don't discourage you as a family to watch American Idol mm-hmm. because I actually do think it's one of the more clean television shows mm-hmm. out there.
Absolutely.
However, I just don't like it. All right.
Okay. Why not?
I don't like the judges. First of all,
I like the judges far more this year than I have in the past.
Really? I guess I'm a Simon kind of guy. All right.
Simon, he bugged me. I felt like he was just playing the part.
Absolutely, he was playing the part. And he had the best part. He was the person that let people's spirits get crushed. Okay? And nobody on the show does that anymore, Sarah.
Yeah,
and you've got Steven Tyler, who is a lunatic, and he looks creepily at every teenage girl on that show.
Yeah.
And let me say one more thing before you start, you know, stop me from my rant here. Mm-hmm. But Steven Tyler, I don't think I've ever heard him give a bad review of somebody. It's like really sad because these people, if they want to be good singers, someone needs to tell them, hey, you're not good, or...
I've heard them give some negative, maybe not all negative. It'll be like a positive, a negative, then a positive.
Honestly, if I was a singer on that show and I sucked or I stunk at singing
uh-huh.
or I had an off week, I'd want somebody to tell me, hey, this is what you're doing wrong. You need to improve.
Yeah.
And they say every episode, I took the judge's feedback and I'm going to get better this week. It's like, what feedback? You know, you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And so.
Except I feel like J-Lo has far more things to say that actually contribute than Paula did.
Do you want me to go down that path?
No.
Do you want me to go down that path?
Just Paula just didn't have anything noteworthy to say. And I feel like J-Lo at least thinks through stuff.
Fine. J-Lo's fine.
Paula just did the clapping thing and, you know, shook her head and
there you go.
Cried.
I'll just say this, okay? And then we can move on.
Was there a reason that you wanted to talk about American Idol today?
Yeah, because it's like...
Wanted to vent?
More than anything.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Last thing, all right?
Okay.
And I won't even talk about Jennifer Lopez. We'll save it for another show.
Okay.
American Idol has become this corporate product placement television show. And all we hear about is the buy a Ford Focus,
mm-hmm.
Drink Coke. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm done. I'm over it. And maybe you have one or two talented singers, but like, stop shoving Coke and Ford Focus in my face. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I'm very upset.
I am sorry.
So on to happier things.
Uh-huh.
Sarah, what are some things to do or some current events happening? I know you have something cool that you want to share.
Well, this Saturday, there will be a volleyball tournament at Woodward Park to support the team going to Swaziland. And they're leaving, I think they're leaving next week. Pretty soon.
That's a mission trip?
Mission trip, yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're going to Swaziland. They're having a volleyball tournament this Saturday to help raise money for their trip. So
At Woodward Park.
At Woodward Park.
Okay.
It is $10 to enter. It's at 11 o'clock.
Now, is that $10 to enter Woodward Park or is that...
No, $10 to enter the tournament.
So you're going to want to bring $15 because it's $5
yeah.
to get into Woodward. Or you can park across the street.
Or if you have a Fresno driver's license, it's less.
It's actually all $5 now.
They changed it?
Changed it up.
Gosh, what's wrong with this world?
I know.
So it's from 11 to 2 on Saturday, and my life group will be there. We're helping with some stuff, and we're also going to be baking and selling the baked goods. Ooh, so
can you give us just a slight teaser on what some of these baked goods will be?
You know,
are you going to sell baked Lays?
No.
Oh.
Baked sugar yumminess. I'll probably bake my chocolate chip cookies, which are very good, if I do say so myself. Toot, toot. I just toot my own horn.
Sarah just farted.
I realized this is really weird. Anyways, and they're 2-person teams, and I'm wondering if we'll be able to make 4-person teams instead of just 2. But anyways, invite your friends, bring your families, bring a frisbee, you know, just come hang out and support the Swaziland team.
Absolutely.
And it is called Play Volleyball Support Missions.
Play Volleyball Support Missions. And we're going to be talking with Jesse Wilson about eating meat and supporting missions.
Eat meat support missions? Play volleyball support missions.
Yes, eat meat and play volleyball at the same time while you support missions.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, the Woodward Park, the where it's actually at, it's at Valley View.
Valley View.
So there's a lot of different little you know, sections of Woodward Park. It's in Valley View.
That's cool. I should talk to my wife about going. That'd
you
be a lot
go.
Of fun. We're not doing anything this Saturday.
And it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah. One last announcement, current event / things to do as a family this weekend. As I've said many times before, I'm a big fan of movies. And Sarah, do you enjoy movies?
I do. I do enjoy movies.
I am not standing by saying that this is going to be a good movie by any means. Okay.
All right. I'm loving this this so far. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, there's a movie coming out this weekend called Soul Surfer. Okay.
Oh, I just talked to my friend about this today.
And the movie actually looks horribly corny.
Yeah.
But it's actually, it's a Christian film.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a girl named Bethany Hamilton who got her arm chopped off by a shark.
Chopped off? Or
eaten,
bitten off?
Bitten off by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of her journey back to surfing the waves again, dude.
Right.
And so, anyways, I you know, this movie, it doesn't look fantastic. Carrie Underwood's in it,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, to give that plug a little bit. And it's got some good actors in it. But I really think that as a family, it's a good movie to go to. I think there's a lot of trash out right now.
Yeah.
And I think if you're looking for something to do as a family, maybe you have some gift certificates or whatever
mm-hmm.
to go to the movies, go see this movie. It's a great film. And I guarantee you can have a good conversation with your kids or your friends about faith afterwards.
Yeah.
And just this whole kind of concept of, God, why would you do this to me? And how can we make the best of what God has given us, in
yep.
a sense?
Yep, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. And Bethany, you know, even tying it into the sermon a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Bethany has taken what God has given her, this gift that God has given her of surfing and the ability to surf, and this horrible tragedy that has happened to her, and she's actually taken it and turned it into this awesome faith story. She wrote a book about it, and people probably have heard this thing in the Christian world before, but I know for a fact she's affected a lot of people's
yeah.
lives, and I actually read her book when I was in high school.
And that's a minor, quote unquote, that maybe someone wouldn't really consider, like,
exactly.
Oh, this was a tragedy. Why would anyone want to, like, hear about God through it? But that those are
yeah.
some
and
of the best places.
Yeah. yeah, she's used it, and she's totally helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so go see that movie if you want to see a movie, or play volleyball, support missions,
uh-huh.
or just every time you watch American Idol, just tell the world how much you hate it. Or you can email me and tell me how much you hate me for hating American Idol.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, up next, we've got a great interview with Jesse Wilson
uh-huh.
Just about eating meat and supporting missions. So that is up next. I believe the sun also rises. Guys turn tears, bringing the blue skies of day. I believe the sun also rises. Lighting our backs, driving the darkness away. All right, we are back, and we have a special guest, and her name is Jesse Wilson. Jesse, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing good, too.
Good.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Okay. Anyways, Jesse, you, we have just learned, do not listen to this show. Is that correct?
Make it known now.
Incorrect. Actually, I've heard the first.
Now, the whole episode of the first or just part?
You know, why are you putting
it? Was kind of long. It was kind of long. It's okay.
And no, Jesse, I'm kidding. But, you know, just for someone who has not listened before, I just want to let you know that we're just going to be asking you a couple questions because we want the audience. If there is an audience, there is an audience.
Yes, there is an audience.
Because they just want to get to know people at the well, people who are involved in the well. And so I guess first off, Jesse, what do you do at the well?
Yeah, I am the missions admin. So I help coordinate all our mission trips and local missions, things like that. And then I'm also the front receptionist.
And how do you like both those jobs?
I love them.
Yeah.
It can be hectic balancing both at sometimes, but Right. Yeah, it's fun.
And you work with Andrew File currently.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
How do you like him as a boss?
Yeah, he's
we
a
won't
good
tell him
boss.
What you say.
Yeah.
No, he's great. Yeah.
Andrew,
boss ever.
He started to listen to this show. So, I just wanted to
then
give
I'll
him a
say
shout
again,
out.
Best boss ever.
Yeah. Jesse is awesome in the office because sometimes when we need like office supplies, Sarah, I don't know if you've ordered office supplies, but
I do.
I'm a big fan of office supplies, especially mm-hmm. my pens, which I gave you a pen the other day.
I used it today.
Yeah. And I found this pen and I was like, gosh, I want a pen, this specific pen so badly. And I asked Jesse, could you please order this for me? It literally showed up on my desk the next day.
You know? Is this where we give
like
the
Santa.
Plug to Staples?
Yeah.
Shout out to Staples.
So, Jesse, along kind of the lines of what you're doing in the missions world, we just wanted to talk to you a bit about something that's on our website currently, and it's just Eat, Meet, Support Missions. And this uh-huh. has been something we've been doing at our church for a long time, but I guess we wanted to hear your thoughts and kind of tell our listeners what exactly is Eat, Meet, Support Missions.
Sure. Eat, Meet, Support Missions is basically our tagline for our tri-tip fundraiser that supports our global mission trips that we call exposure trips at the well. And it's just an opportunity to support the teams going in the summer. We're going to go to Honduras and Costa Rica, and WSM is also going to Costa Rica. And so it's basically buy food and then you're supporting the teams.
When you buy these meat packages, we'll call them,
yes.
What is inside these things? I do not eat meat, and mm-hmm. so in the last year, I have not bought one of these.
Oh, very
so
sad.
So have you guys changed them up, or what's inside of them?
It feeds a family of four, and it comes with a tri-tip. That's grilled to perfection.
Oh,
and baked beans, corn, and rolls.
I worked the Eat Meat Support Mission table last time we had it in the fall, and it was torture having to wrap up these things, smell the juices, and hand them off to people. And I hadn't bought one, and I'm buying one this year because of my experience, because I just watched the beautiful aroma of meat go out the door. So
yes, and you know, you bring up a good point because it does take a lot of work to put the meals together, and the teams that are going, they cook all the meat and they put the meals together and cook and have a lot of fun doing it. And so
yeah, and so basically from my knowledge is how it kind of works is people go online, correct?
Uh-huh. They can go online or buy tickets on campus.
So basically wellcommunity.org, and there's a button on there that essentially says Eat, Meet, Support Missions.
Uh-huh.
And then they can buy their ticket online or
uh-huh, yeah, they just fill out a simple form. It asks them how many meals they want and then what campus they want to pick it up at. And then it's as simple as that. And then we have their name on a list, so they don't have to bring anything with them. They can come up to our table and pick up their meal.
And how much is it for a meal?
It's $40.
$40.
For to feed a whole family, though.
Yeah.
Really,
they feed like eight people, do they not?
Well,
four people? 25
eight
people.
Small children.
It's like the loaves and the fish. It just
yes.
keeps multiplying, right?
Yes. And, you know, I think the cost is worth it considering the cause it's going to and the team. So.
Now, on Sundays, do the people who are going on these mission trips, they sell these tickets, correct?
Correct.
And you can buy these tickets outside of a Sunday. If you know one of these people going on a mission
uh-huh.
trip, you can buy a ticket from them.
Yeah, and what's awesome, too, is you can go on to the website when you buy a ticket online, and you can actually select a name of an individual there to support.
Oh, that's right.
So if that's even more convenient for you.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know
yeah.
that either.
It's new this year.
Whoa!
Way to go, admin.
So Jesse, I guess something that I'm curious about is, have you been on one of these mission trips where we eat meat and support possibly you?
Yes, I have been to Colombia and to Thailand.
And did you enjoy your experience on both of them?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Colombia was my first time out of the country. And
Colombia was?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And it was a great experience, good team, good people. And
how long ago was that?
That was 2 winters ago.
2 winters ago.
Uh-huh.
And when it's wintry here, is it hot in Colombia?
Yeah, it was hot.
Well, they're right on the equator.
But then it kind of, yeah, there was some overcast, and I think it rained maybe one day, but it was actually pretty nice weather.
Do you want to know something kind of sad?
What's that?
I am a huge fan of like missions, and I love leading the junior high and high school local mission trip. I think God has definitely more given me a heart now towards local missions than global missions, but I love mission work. I used to lead my old church that I work for on our Mexico mission trips, and like that is honestly, besides my honeymoon, the only time I've ever been out of the country in a sense. I went to Canada, but can you really call that out of the country?
Sure.
All right. And so as I was preparing today, Jesse, I was like, you know, Jesse's been out of the country. Sarah, have you been out of the country before?
I
have really only been to, Mexico and Canada. We'll call it. And so I was just thinking maybe we could do our top three places that we would love to visit someday. And Mexico and Canada are not on that list because I've already done those. And hopefully Colombia and
Thailand
aren't on your list as well. But I'd love to do like a top three places we'd love to visit someday. Is that fair?
Yes.
You guys want to say in the United States and outside of the United States? Is that fair?
Either or.
Yeah. Great. Sure.
Okay. So then, Sarah, we will start with you. What is your number three?
My number three is Australia.
Australia. After the Oprah episode, you were like, I want to go to Australia.
No, I wanted to go to Australia for a long time because, I don't know, I'm really fascinated by all the animals, to be honest.
Fair enough.
I want to see the koala bears and the platypuses.
Fair enough.
Platypi.
Jesse, what would be your number three?
I think Greece.
Greece. Oh, gosh.
Good
have you ever
one.
Seen? The... Okay. Have you ever seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's the first one, right? Yeah, it's the first one. She goes to Greece and like, oh my gosh, it looks so beautiful. I know it's a movie, okay?
And it's the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I watched it on an airplane, okay? But I saw it, I'm like, man, that is cool. So
you know they probably filmed that in like LA.
No way,
Greece.
No way.
Yeah, okay. That's Greece.
Greece.
Come on.
Okay, yeah.
Get
right.
with the program. Okay, so my number three. Okay, so you guys know of Hawaii, correct?
Yes, I've heard of it.
I know. So I've been to Hawaii a couple times. I went growing up. I think I've said in the past I went to Hawaii a couple weeks ago. And I am not the biggest fan of Hawaii, but there's an island in Hawaii that I've never been to. And most people actually have never been there. And it's a little island called Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
And on Lahaina, that island is there. I believe it's called Lahaina. There's a leper colony on Lahaina. Have you heard of this?
Oh, no.
And you can essentially go there and like, talk to these people and like sit down and like ask them about what their lives are like living with leprosy or whatever. And they've chosen not to like have the cure for leprosy because they've been living their whole life with this already.
Wow.
And
that's
I'm like totally crazy. Fascinated by it because I saw this movie when I was a kid about this like priest. It was like some school movie, whatever. And he like went and like had a conversation with these lepers and I was just fascinated by it. I don't know why. Call me a freak, whatever. I totally want to do it someday.
I just heard that story about that same priest, and I'm trying to figure out where I heard that.
I think Jared talked about it in one of the sermons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jared.
So,
hey.
Yeah. So that's my number three, Lahaina. I believe it's called Lahaina. It's an island in Hawaii. And it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who like owns like the Fox News channel. I don't really care for him, but I would like to go to the island. That's beside the point. All right. So just as a side note, we were trying to think of top three today, and I was like, we should do top three favorite meats. And then Sarah came to my office and was like, no.
Thank you, Sarah.
It's like, well, one, I don't eat meat, and two, that would be weird. And then, so we.
It was just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Chicken, beef, fish. Woo, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We could pick our favorite meat at the country we went to visit.
Yes. There
combine
you go.
Them.
So, Jesse, what would your, Sarah, what would your number two be?
Well, I thought of a new number one, and so now I'm trying to reorganize my number two. So I'm going to do like a Europe tour of just, I want to go to London and Italy. They're nice. Tied for number two. That I want to go dashing through London. I don't know why I said dashing, but go through London and go find a little hole in the wall, a restaurant in Italy that like is, you know, owned by a grandma who makes mm-hmm. legit Italian food, which would be
and
awesome.
Coffee.
And then go on a gondola ride or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
I know.
You have that set.
I do. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Someday.
Yeah.
Jesse, what would you be your number two?
I think Alaska.
Oh my Ooh. Gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second, but that is a tie for my number one.
Oh. Yeah.
Why Alaska?
Well, gosh, it seems so pretty and I love the idea of being in the middle of nature. And I've seen a couple friends, they've gone like on zip lines in Alaska that yeah. look pretty awesome.
Wow.
And
I've seen those as well.
Uh-huh. It just seems very fresh and
yeah.
crisp.
Yes.
I feel like I would want to like drink the water there. For some yeah. I know it sounds weird, but like, I'm like, that water probably tastes a lot better than Fresno's water.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a movie that came out a long time ago. It's rated R, but whatever. Yeah. This is called Mystery Alaska. And I watched it, and there's just like all these shots. It's a hockey movie. There's all these shots of like Alaska, and I was like, I gotta go there.
Yes.
All right, my number two is I just my whole life, ever since I've been a Christian, I want to go to Israel. I would love to go to Israel, not even as a mission trip. Just it doesn't even have to be with the well. I just would want to go just on my own little adventure, just to see some of the areas where Jesus walked, but also just like. For some reason, I'm just fascinated by it. You read about something for the last 10 years and you're like, I want to see what I'm reading about. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm super jealous of the people at the well who are going to Israel. I hope yes. they have a great time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get one of them in here and they could talk about yeah. their Israel experience. That'd be super fun.
I'm going to Israel.
When?
In June.
Oh, with residency.
Yes. You can
maybe
interview
we'll
me.
Maybe we'll get That's Sarah awesome. Wells in
here. Me.
Maybe we'll get Sarah in here. So, Sarah. Drum roll, what is your number one?
Oh, my number one is Bora Bora.
Bora Bora, wow.
Yes. I've seen it in like TV shows and it just looks beautiful.
I think I saw it in The Bachelor a
yeah,
while ago.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but that's what I saw. It was in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And ever since I saw it, I thought, oh my gosh, that just looks.
Was that the one with all the huts?
Yes.
Yeah.
With all the huts?
Wait,
that would be
and,
awesome.
And that one guy like ended up leaving. Nah, forget it.
Yeah, she kicked him off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just the whole, it just looked so beautiful. And I even looked up, like, how much would it be to stay, you know, to go there on a vacation. Of course, it's just buku bucks. But I would love
buku
to go there.
Buku bucks.
Buku
you
bucks.
Heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
Buku bucks.
No, nothing.
And I would say Israel, but I am going there. So I took
okay.
that off the list. But yeah. Or it doesn't have to be Bora Bora. And just someplace tropical with blue waters and.
Bora Bora it is.
That's, you know. And I had a friend who went there on her honeymoon. And so I looked through all of her like pictures and stuff. And it just.
You just salivated at the mouth.
Oh, gosh. It just looked like a little piece of paradise.
Jesse, what would be your number one?
I think Ireland.
Ireland. Gosh, Jesse, you got great ones.
Thanks, Christian.
Did you ever see that movie a while ago with Patrick Dempsey? And he like wanted
Maid
to marry
of Honor?
Maid of Honor. Did you ever see that movie?
I did, yes.
And they went to Ireland, or maybe it was Scotland. It's the same place, right?
No.
Tomato, tomato.
But it's a lot of it's green.
I don't think
right?
they have leprechauns in Scotland, Christian.
Oh my god. Now, anyways, go ahead. Why would you want to go to Scotland?
I think.
Or did you say Ireland?
I said Ireland.
Okay, why would you?
I'm all confused.
Why would you want to go to Ireland?
Well, have you seen P.S. I Love You?
Yes. See, that's so funny. I have seen P.S. I Love You.
No, same thing. It looks pretty and nice. And I like the idea, if I can say this, going to a pub and watching some live music.
Yeah,
and,
totally say that.
Yeah.
You're going to get fired, but you can totally say it.
It's funny that we've chosen all of our places based off of something we've seen on
in a movie
or a TV show. Because well, that's real life right there, you know?
Well, it is. That's, Jesse, you have great picks. Honestly, like my number one, this is so stupid, and most of you guys have probably been there before, but it was a tie between Alaska and I don't know why I want to so bad, but I really want to make a trip to New York. I don't know why.
That was, yeah.
It's for no purpose other than like I'm a huge just movie fanatic. I'm a huge just movie TV guy, and I just see all this stuff in movies and TV. I know you just made fun of me for that, Sarah, but anyways,
whatever.
I just see this. I'm like, gosh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go to 30 Rock, which is where they make Saturday Night Live, and my favorite late night show, like Jimmy Fallon. I just love to see that. And they take you on tours through it. I'd love to just eat pizza there. Mm-hmm. Their thin crust out there. I'm a huge fan of thin crust pizza. Mm-hmm. It sounds stupid, okay?
No, but I would have had, that would have been my number one, but I went there for a short time in high school, so it kind of booted it out. Duck. But still, I want to go back because it was so great.
Well, Jesse, thank you for sharing your top three, and you too, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Hopefully we come back in like 10 years and go, I went to all my top three places. Yes. And then we'll have a whole new top three.
Yeah.
Maybe in 10 years, Jesse, we could get you back on the show. How does that sound?
For I think 10 that sounds excellent.
So I guess in closing here, Jesse, once again, go to the website, thewellcommunity.org, and there's a button somewhere on there that says
Eat Meat Support Missions.
Yeah, Eat Meat Support Missions. And it'll take you to a website where you can buy a ticket, and the price is, again?
$40.
$40. And when exactly is the day that you can pick up the meat?
Uh-huh. There's 2 days. We have the first Sunday, May 15th.
The first date to pick up is May 15th. Okay.
And then at midweek on Wednesday the 18th.
Okay, great. That's awesome. So if you want to support people going on mission trips, please buy meat and corn and bread and beans. And we'll supply you with some tap water as well from the drinking fountain. So, and that's all $40. You can buy that on the website. You can buy it from someone going on a mission trip.
And you can get like a picnic together with some other families and go eat it together, like outside.
And I happen to know North Campus is going to be having a barbecue that day.
Yeah, Fig Campus.
A little insider information.
Yeah, Fig Campus last year, I believe, had a
Eat Meat Support Missions. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was there. It was fun. I ate corn.
Well, maybe Clovis can do something too.
Yeah, why don't you get on that, Sarah?
I guess I
should. Jesse, thank you for joining us. We hope that you maybe become a fan of The Spout at some time.
I will start listening.
All right, there we go. Thanks a lot, Jesse. Sarah, we've got a couple quick announcements for our Spoutcast listeners, but I just want to say this. If you want to email in your top three places that you'd like to visit, please email thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Also add us on Facebook. You just go to facebook.com/spoutcast and you just like us. If you've already liked us, that's awesome.
Tell your friends to like us. Suggest the page to a friend.
Right. Also find us on iTunes and you just click in the search bar, Spoutcast. You can subscribe to this podcast. It'll upload every Monday or Tuesday. The sooner we get the show up, the better. But we just got some quick announcements of things going on here at The Well. Sarah, you've got kind of the first announcement here.
Yeah, and there is a Family Life couples retreat coming up. Family Life is an organization that promotes healthy families, and they are having a retreat in Visalia at the Visalia Marriott from June 3rd through the 5th, and it does not say the cost, but I do know that if you sign up as part of the Well group, you get 50% off of the weekend cost. So it's a couples retreat, and you do there's seminars on communication and just having a healthy marriage. And there's even a night of like a date night type of thing.
That's
where
so fun.
Yeah, you bring like dress up clothes and not dress up clothes. That sounds funny. But nice clothes, and you get a date with your spouse. You play dress up.
Yeah.
You have a nice date with your spouse. And so
that's
it's
great.
June 3rd through the 5th at the Visalia Marriott. And
I think you can sign up through the Well's website at thewellcommunity.org or no.
I'm not seeing that here, but you go to the Family Life website.
Okay.
And when you register, you register part of the Well group, and the group name is called The Well.
The Well.
The Well. Yeah, there's no spaces, though. So just The Well, and you can get 50% off of your registration fee, and it's a weekend with a hotel and the and the conference. So
that's awesome.
Yep. I've heard really great things about it. You should check it out.
Cool. I think Rick Is heavily involved in family life, or he's a big fan of family
life. Well, no, he's a speaker. I don't know about for this particular
but he
weekend.
Oftentimes speaks for family life.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Another quick announcement is there, if you have kids and you are a Spoutcast listener, mm-hmm. there is a Wagon Train Kids Connection summer camp.
Wagon Train's at Hume Lake.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm a big fan of summer camps. I love summer camps. I think camps are the greatest things in the world.
I went to Wagon Train 4 times when I was in elementary school.
Yeah. And so if you are interested in going to Wagon Train, it's at it's part of Hume Lake, and it's open to kids from age 8 to those who will basically enter sixth grade, because the sixth graders go to middle school camp with the middle schoolers. We go to Camp Hammer.
Oh,
so if you're in sixth grade now and you go into seventh grade, you'll go to Camp Hammer with us. But if you're going into sixth grade, you'll go to Wagon Train. The camp is June 19th through the 25th, mm-hmm. and it costs $380 per camper,
and it is so worth it.
Yeah, and the spots are limited, so it'll fill up pretty quickly, so you should sign up soon. You can actually sign up through our Kids Connection page on the website, so go to thewellcommunity.org, subscribe to the Spout podcast,
yeah,
and then sign your kid
head
up
on over. I could say, as an elementary school kid, my year revolved around Wagon Train camp.
Oh, absolutely. My year revolved around my summer camps
as
well. So.
It was, I remember driving up to Hume being sad that the week had already started, because part of like the anticipation was half the fun, you know? And then I would get there and I was already sad that the first day was over.
Wow.
And so,
were you the type of camper that cried at the end of the week?
No, I didn't cry.
Well, if you are also in junior high, or you have you're a parent with junior hires, or a high schooler, or you're a parent with high schoolers, there's also a camp for the high school and junior high, which junior high kids are going to Camp Hammer. High school kids are going to a camp called RCP, Redwood Christian Park.
Oh, we're not going to Hume.
They're not going to Hume. They're going to Redwood Christian Park this
year.
Okay. And we're all going on the same week, which is the week, actually, it's the, not the week after the kids camp. It's July. It's the last week of July. I don't know the name. Anyways, if you have a child, you should sign them up for camp. We're big fans of camp.
Yes.
Sarah's
camp
a big fan of camp.
It's just a really fun week to hear about the Lord with other kids, and just really great memories. I have so many great memories from camp growing up. Just girls being silly girls and just laughing. And it's just
and great. Jeremiah wanted to work at a camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
totally.
The last thing that I want to do, and we forgot to do this last episode, but we just want to do a couple thank yous here.
Yeah.
And we want to say thank you to all those people out there that have given us good feedback on how to improve this show. We hope that you've listened to the first episode and now the fifth episode, and you're like, wow, they're a totally different show, and they've really tried to improve. And we're always taking feedback, are we not?
Absolutely.
Sarah doesn't take feedback. She's like not a big fan of
that. Is a lie.
I'm just kidding. But we would like to thank a gentleman by the name of Jeff Richmond. He is a great guy, and he has helped us get this on the website.
Yep.
And he has now taught me how to put it on the website, so
aww,
I can load it on Monday night, so Tuesday morning it's there bright and early. I'd also like to thank our good friend Casey Jackson.
Woohoo!
Just for being Casey, and
we need to get him on here.
We totally need to get Casey on here. He's a big podcast listener, and I'm a big fan of him. I don't know why I'm thanking him, just because he's a cool guy, and he listens to the show. Also, I would like to thank someone who probably didn't think they were going to get thanked this episode, but her name is Janie Richmond. Here's why I want to thank Janie Richmond, for two reasons, okay? One, Jesse Wilson, who just came in on the show, and she talked about eating meat and supporting missions. Mm-hmm. Janie said, Jesse, I would like for you to go on. She didn't say these words, but she let Jesse go on the show with us today, and Janie decided to answer the phones
for
Jesse.
Janie.
So thank you, Janie, very much. Also, Janie did a huge favor to the Spoutcast. She typed up a little blurb in an email that went out to the entire church of thousands of people.
And it was a really nice blurb.
Yeah, super nice blurb. Janie's, I believe, a fan of the Spoutcast. And so that was in the email. And our hope someday, we know we've made it like big time, is when we get a verbal on stage.
We get a verbal announcement from the stage.
That would be huge. That's the day. What? What should we do that day if that ever happens?
Make t-shirts.
Well, yeah, if that ever happens, we'll make t-shirts and we will give them to Spoutcast listeners.
Yes.
Is that a deal?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Karen Price.
get on that. I'd also like to thank Karen because yes. Karen is she's a big supporter of the show now. Mm-hmm. Don't know if she listens, but she supports it and she wants us to continue doing it over the next few months and stuff. So
she's in charge of the verbal announcements. That's why I said her name.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank my plumber because my sink exploded last night and he came over at 7 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And we talked about DirecTV for about an hour and a half.
Well, I'd like to thank my gardeners for not breaking into our house this morning because I forgot to lock the front door.
And is that some sort of racist comment?
No, no. Oh, no. I didn't mean that to be racist at all. But, I mean, they were working in our front yard. They could have just waltzed on into my house.
They sure could have.
I mean, I might as well just left the door open you saying, might take as well my have TV. Left.
I wish I would have known.
I just my roommate texted me and said, Sarah, you left the front door open.
Well, like, thank you guys for listening, you Spoutcasters out there. And we're so appreciative for every listener we have. Please like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We love you guys. We are so thankful. The show wouldn't be a show without you.
I'm not racist. I feel bad. I just meant they were sitting in our front lawn for 3 hours. They
Sarah,
could have broken
it's
in.
A joke. I'm sorry. Now you're harmonizing some crazy distress.
No, I'm kidding.
Have Thanks a great for week, listening. You guys. Bye. So rising.